Brooklyn's Radio. Ryan, here's a question for you. Are you an older person living in Surrey who finds it hard to make ends meet? Do you know an older person who might welcome some help with day-to-day living costs? Well, if you do, I'm going to talk to somebody now who can probably help you. This is Lois Walters, the Engagement Hub Team Leader at Friends of the Elderly. Good morning, and thank you for joining us on Brooklyn's Radio this morning.
Good morning. Pleased to be here.
Good. Now, these grants, tell us a little bit about them.
They're part of the charity's vision of helping older people live fulfilled lives, and they're available to anyone over state pension age living in England or Wales.
Right, and they're presumably for day-to-day running costs, I said, that would cover the costs of bills and so on and so forth?
Yeah, we can definitely help with bills. I mean, our average grant is £300, and we rarely give more than £500.
Right.
So that can help with unexpected bills. We also buy a lot of white goods, so we help out with people who need new fridges, ovens, and washing machines. That's a very common thing we help out with.
Right, so again, the grants are going to relieve stress and worry for older people as well, aren't
Definitely.
They? Yeah. So how would people apply? Just get through this, then we'll talk a bit about the charity itself. People would presumably apply to you. Would they have to sort of provide an estimate of the bill or what?
Yes, we ask people to send us a quote of what they need. But we don't actually take applications from individuals. Everyone needs to come through a referring agent.
Okay.
And they can get in touch with us and find out who that might be.
So presumably that would be social services, citizen advice, people like that, yeah?
And older people's charities.
Right, yeah, okay, council. Age UK or whatever, yeah.
Age UK, brilliant, citizen's advice.
Yep. Yeah, we've had Age UK on here before in the past, having a chat about what they do as well.
Oh, brilliant.
Tell me a little about Friends of the Elderly.
Well, Friends of the Elderly is actually one of the UK's oldest charities supporting older people. We've been around since 1905.
Blimey.
I know.
It's a long time, isn't it?
We're quite a small charity, but we do cover quite a lot of the country. And our aim is to support older people. We've got a range of personalised care and support services, including care homes, befriending schemes and grants.
Right. Hugely worthwhile. You must get a lot of pleasure out of that. You said, how long have you been with the charity?
I've been here nearly 8 months, so fairly new. But, yeah, amazing, because I work on the front line with my team, and we get to actually order things for people, purchase things for them, and send out checks.
That must be incredibly fulfilling for you.
It's wonderfully fulfilling.
Now, one thing that occurs to me, and you're going to put me right on this, a lot of people get very flustered with money, so presumably you don't send them the money if you approve the grant, do you?
That's a really good question. Yeah. No, we don't. What we do is we'll quite often order things through Argos, so we'll sort that out.
Right.
And they'll be told when it's coming. Or if it is a check for maybe a contractor that we do deep cleans and things like that, we would send the check to the referring agent.
Oh,
and then they pass it on to the contractor, so people don't have to worry about dealing with money.
Absolutely. So, I mean, if a lot of people, anything like my grandparents were when they were alive, they used to get scared by checks. They didn't know what to do with them. They do things like they put them where they kept things safely, like the television license. They'd pin them to the curtains.
Oh, really? Wow.
And then
never
you go,
heard of that before.
Yeah, and you go around later on, you think, what's this? There's a check. It's out of date now. You've got to get this sorted out, you know. And that used to be the place, it was the safest place in the house, apparently. They used to pin them behind the curtains. Everything could be seen by anybody who came past outside.
Anybody walking past.
Yeah, but they thought it was the safest place to keep things that were precious to them.
Wow.
Right. Now, you also have a subsidiary, Triangle Community Services, yeah?
We do, yeah.
Right. Tell me a little bit about those, because I've got a lot of information about you here, but I haven't got any about them at all.
Triangle Community Services run some day centres. They run one in Woking.
Right.
Massively my area, so excuse me if I don't get it completely right. And they also have services in Hackney and Wallington.
Oh, right, yeah. So you help, what you say the average grant is around about £300. How are you funded?
Well, we have some amazing fund trusts that give us money.
Wonderful.
On a yearly basis, which we're really, really grateful to.
Brilliant. And
we do have money specifically for Surrey, so...
Yeah, but presumably that's limited, isn't it?
Get cooling it. Yes, it's limited, but, you know, it's available at the moment. So.
Right, so if people want help from you, presumably they can get to your website if that would help them, if they know how to do it, or a phone number that they can use, and then you would put them in touch with the relevant referring or a referring agency who would then come back.
That's right, yeah.
Right, and would the referring agency carry out the assessment of the viability of the grant, or would that be down to you?
We would ask the referring agent to get the financial details. So
right.
If someone's on pension credit, the DWP letter,
mm-hmm.
or if the client is not on pension credit but is on a low income, 2 months' worth of bank statement.
Right.
And they would send those over to us.
Okay, and then you'd assess each one on its own merits.
Yes, reassess them each.
It's a horrible question, but do you turn any down?
Very rarely.
Right.
It's usually date retirement age is mm-hmm. a little bit tenuous for people, so...
Well, it is, isn't it? Because, I mean, that could range anything from 60 to nearly 70,
yeah,
couldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of people wouldn't necessarily be eligible for state pension, but may be receiving a what's it called, unemployment pension mm-hmm. or something like that.
Yeah.
It's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite difficult, yeah.
But you still do it and you still love it.
Absolutely.
Right. Would you like to give us the relevant contact details for people, like the email address and the phone number?
Okay. So the website is fote.org.uk.
Mm. Right.
And our phone number is 0330 332 1110.
Right, and then presumably you would go through to the Our Services Grants section of your website.
Yeah, you'd come through to
right.
my lovely team.
Not too complicated, so hopefully all these people who apply have got grandchildren and so on who know how to work a computer.
Yeah, well, one of the things we've started doing recently is digital connections.
Right, okay.
How older people get online. We've recently bought someone a tablet. We've bought a laptop and we've also got IT lessons for someone to have
I think that's wonderful.
Online. I know, it's brilliant. It's very exciting.
Well, let me say, it sounds an incredibly worthwhile charity. Thank you very much for taking the time to come on this morning. We'll make a podcast of this and shove it up on the website.
Wonderful.
Okay, Lois, thank you very much indeed for spending the time to come on this morning.
Thanks, Alan. Nice to talk to
and
you.
And to you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Give you those contact details again. The website is www.fote.org.uk, and then click through to our services grants section. And the phone number, if you want that instead, is 0330 332 1110. Brooklyn's Radio.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.